Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having Dr. Faith Whittier back on the show. Faith has become a member, great member of our Brain Trust over the last few years. She's a board-certified obstetrics gynecology doctor. She's a member of the FACOG and the ACOG. That means, all those letters mean she's really smart and highly qualified. And she is also a technology expert. She's a blockchain leader, which makes her pretty. That's like a double special for us. Dr. Faith, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
We love having you on the show, Faith. So I want to talk to you about something. I want you to help us with something that we haven't covered yet on the show, but I think it would be a good service for folks. Everybody knows that in America, the vaccines are rolling out. We've got, as of today, we probably got over 120 million shots that have been given. That's not immunizations. That's at least one, if not all, of the shots. I think like 10 or so, 12%, maybe 15% of Americans have been immunized, and that's really rolling out very fast. But we know there are three. In Europe, there are like seven different companies of vaccines. But right now in America, we've got three primary ones. And I want you to talk about the ones that you know that are available right now and why some people are getting one shot and some people are getting another. And I want to talk about whether we can choose. What do you think?
Yeah. Great question, Jim. So you're correct. Currently, we're working with three available vaccines. And because, you know, we were coming off, a very tragic event with so many deaths.
Over half a million. Was really almost 600,000.
Yeah, over half a million, yes. So the priority was really to get folks vaccinated. So the three vaccines that we have available, Pfizer, Moderna, and now Johnson & Johnson, are the ones that people... will be vaccinated with. Now, at the moment, those are the three, and most people don't have a choice.
Whatever,
however,
your state or area or region, whatever they're getting in, that's what you get if you want a shot.
Right. Exactly. Whatever
you don't get to walk up and say, "I'll have the Johnson & Johnson, and I'll have fries with that." You don't get to do that.
Right. No, you don't get to do that. Now, of course, they're keeping the vaccines uniform. You know, Pfizer and Moderna are both two vaccinations. They work very similar. They're both messenger RNA vaccines.
Tell us what that means. Tell us what messenger RNA means.
Well, actually, messenger RNA is just really just the way that essentially it's a message that's sent into the cell to tell the cell to produce the viral protein.
And it's kind of a new approach, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a new approach, correct. Our traditional vaccines really use the weakened portion of the virus, and then our own immune system set up the response.
And that's what the Johnson & Johnson does, right? The Johnson & Johnson is the older version.
It's a little different. It kind of works the same. It uses a vector to get into the cell, but not to get into too much science behind how the vaccines work. I think there's some take-homes. One, Pfizer, Moderna being two vaccinations, so you don't want to be in a rural, place and not be able to get access to both of your vaccinations.
Right.
And they have to be given in a timely fashion. So Pfizer is within 21 days, and Moderna 28 days, and then J&J is just the one vaccine.
Right. It also doesn't have to be refrigerated. That's another thing I think is a advantage for it.
Right, exactly. That's another advantage. But they, I think the takeaway from them is the overall effectiveness of the vaccines is very, very good in terms of preventing severe COVID disease.
They're pretty close in their efficacy, aren't they?
I'm sorry, what?
They're pretty close in their efficacy, aren't they?
Yes, they're very close in their efficacy, which is very high, in the 90%, 95%, I think, for Pfizer, 94% for Moderna.
How long do you think it'll take to be able to say, I want the Johnson & Johnson or I want the Moderna? How long do you think it'll take to get that? Will that ever happen?
It's really, that's a great question. I could see that happening. I mean, I can see, they're talking right now about us having probably a surplus of vaccines and probably sharing our supply
right.
with other countries. So I think if we have a surplus, that kind of indicates that we may have choices here
yeah.
of which one that we want to go. So that's a good conversation to have.
That's a great report you just gave us, Dr. Faith. That was awesome. Dr. Faith Whittier, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to take Johnson & Johnson with an order of fries. That's what I'm going to work on. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.